Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful thing to stand up here in the front and see so many smiling faces out there. A special welcome to you if you're here for the first time this morning. And somebody who is here for the first time on a Sunday morning is Jordan Smith, who apparently I hear his namesake won The Voice America. Dan's just told us that, but this isn't that, Jordan. This isn't that.
It wasn't
Jordan.
Me. It wasn't me.
This is Britain's Jordan. Jordan, who are you? What's your full name? Where are you from originally? Tell us just about that briefly.
Oh, my full name. I have a middle name. My name is Jordan Aaron Smith, two A's. I'm from Bishop Stortford, a little town near Stansted Airport. Sort of East Hertfordshire kind of way. Born in Cambridge. Lived there for 27 years until I came out to do the LB course.
Okay, so the LB course, what does that mean for people out there?
So the LB is the London Baptists leadership year. So you guys, your regional minister, Hanny, works for an organisation in London called the London Baptist Association. One of their regional ministers, Josh Kane, he put together a leadership course for five of us trainees, and they've really given us so much experience. They've really poured into us lots of practical things to prepare us for church leadership.
And where have you been based this last year to do that internship?
Oh, north of the river. I've been at Mill Hill East, which is sort of situated at the end of the Northern Line on this little like random offshoot. Getting a train there is nigh on impossible. Kind of between Barnet and Finchley is the best way to describe it.
Okay, now, for those of you who don't know, after lunch today, which is going to follow the service as soon as possible, there is a further opportunity for anyone in the church family to stay and to ask some of their own questions to Jordan. Yeah, a bit more difficult ones. But we wanted to just get to know a little bit better as a person. So what do you like in terms of music or films, Jordan? Tell us a bit about
music.
That.
Music's my big passion. I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I know I'm only 28. I'm a massive Bruce. He's the boss. Massive Bruce Springsteen fan. There's actually a film coming out later in the year. Very excited, with Jeremy Allen White. Films. I like lots of stuff. I like action. I like thriller. But I also love Pixar. I can't pass up a Pixar film. That would be me.
Okay. Now, what's your favourite? So it's a bit about music and film. What's your favourite book? Apart from the Bible,
we don't want him to be too
religious sounding. Bible's important, but what else do you enjoy reading?
I love Agatha Christie. I love the ABC murders. Death on the Nile is incredible. Mainly Poirot. And then there were none, although a non-Poirot title. Crooked House, that's quite a cool one. I don't think I could pick just one.
Okay. And what's the favourite place that you've ever visited?
I was lucky enough to go to Israel in 2018. Beautiful place. It was, just stunning. And it was really poignant because you got to really connect with the reality of where Jesus would have been, particularly the Garden of Gethsemane, because for the most part, it's pretty much intact. There is a church in there, but it's pretty much intact. It's really powerful. And the Galilee. The Galilee is a really lovely place to kind of be on as well, but...
I've never been to Israel, something I would love to go, obviously, the troubled part of the world at the moment. What about somewhere you'd like to go, or a place you'd like to visit or see, either in this country or elsewhere?
The young people asked me the same question last week. I would love to go to New York. Just think, the Big Apple.
Start spreading the news.
Exactly.
There we go. Yeah.
I'm leaving today. lots of lights, lots of buzz. I love a busy place. Lots of music history there as well. Although Graceland would also be up there with places to go.
Oh, okay. Now, this is the first time Jordan's walked through the doors of this church on a Sunday morning. He was here last Saturday to be interviewed, and we're recommending him coming out of that for the position of youth and children's worker. He's only really just got to get to know the church a little bit, but I'm going to put him on the spot now and say, based on your appreciation and your experience so far, if you had to pick three words to describe us as a church, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Very missional, very missional. I can see you do lots in the community. Very faithful. Everyone I've met so far has just been so on fire. But really busy as well. That's probably my third word, busy.
Missional, faithful, and busy.
Yeah,
okay, let's take that to heart. What's your favourite Bible verse and why?
My favourite Bible verse. I love Psalm 119, particularly, and that's really long, but particularly verses 57 through to 64. I remember a couple of years ago, I read them, and I was like, wow, I just want that to be the prayer for my life, just living faithfully. And yeah, it was, yeah, it just really connected. And I was like, this is, oh, off the top of my head, can I use my phone?
Of course you can, yeah.
Can I use my phone? Okay, let's
do
that.
It is for youth and children's work, after all. If you can't get your mobile phone out,
well,
what can you do?
That is true. That is very true. So, Psalm 119. Oh, give me a second. I'm all fingers and thumbs today. Psalm 119, verses 57 through to 64. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees. Don't always get it right, but that's my prayer for my life.
Amen. Two more questions. Can you just share with us briefly one occasion where you've really seen God at work in your life?
Yeah. So actually getting onto the LB course was a real, God's whole speaking over me, his whole command for getting onto the course was put your foot out and I'll provide the floor. He didn't want to do it the other way around. He insisted that I put my foot out first. But he was just so faithful. Because I'd come from a situation where I'd got lots of loose ends in my skill sets, in my careers. Didn't really know how I was going to pull them together. Saw the course, was like, okay. Even like getting the accommodation, God was just like, just trust, it'll be okay. And I trusted, and it was okay. It was really powerful.
So stepping out, being prepared to step out in faith and obedience and seeing God.
It's a risk. It's a risk, but it was well worth it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be here today.
I can relate to that myself. And then perhaps one final thing. If you could share your opportunity with us as a whole church family, young and old, all tribes, nations and languages, one spiritual pearl of wisdom for us all to take away today, what would it be?
Absolutely. Something I'm very, very, very passionate about is the unity in the body of Christ. We are all essential. Every single one of us has something to bring to the body of Christ that is his church, that without you, it wouldn't flourish and function the same way. God has placed every single one of you with purpose for a reason. That's it. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through to 26. Hold on to it. That's what I would give you.
Amen. Brilliant. I'm just going to pray for Jordan now. If you want to stretch out your hands, if you're comfortable doing that, please do. Otherwise, let's just pray. Lord God, thank you that you are the head of your church, your body, and you do call each and every one of us to play our part in that. I thank you for your calling on Jordan's life and the way that he has just displayed his trust in taking that step out last year to the London Baptist internship year. Obeying your call to that, and that he has seen your faithfulness at work. I just pray as he spends time together with us today, as he goes up in a moment to join the youth, as he enjoys lunch with us and meets the church in extended surroundings beyond that, that you will just give him a real sense of your presence with him, affirming him, building him up, and may you lead us on, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.